All right, Friendly Geordie's podcast. Guys, how are we? Miss Love, get off your phone.
under pressure.
The best response ever. Yeah, we are under pressure.
Because we are. And on top of that, the first segment of today is Citizen Kane.
Hurt me more.
You're the one that's taking it all, aren't you, Miss Love? No one else has signed up for this.
Yeah, but
as soon as we said, hey, okay, our producer Tim came in and said, I've got a cane. Let's hit someone with it. Miss Love's hand instantly shot up.
Yeah, he's a sadistic little piece of shit.
So right, the game is there. Easy, Ali.
Hey, hey.
Hurt his body, not his feelings.
I'll hit him where it hurts, really.
So what we're going to do is, the game is, because it's about when Canes were good and what we were talking about in the car, Ali, which is back, not in the 50s where they considered it too cruel to put a cane in water. So to add both mass to the hit and also whiplash to it.
Mass.
Nice and strokey.
Yeah.
You want one of those cat and nine tail slaps. I'm not talking about the 50s ones. Okay, so we were off air.
Just hit the mic.
Ever the professional. Oh, God.
All right. I didn't see what happened just then, but we were off. What happened?
What?
We were off for 40 seconds and Tim snapped the cane in half, making it so much more menacing.
Yeah.
This is now an eye jabber. It's no longer a cane.
Well, that makes
a torture implement as opposed to a disciplinary tool.
The proximity.
That makes it better. It's going to be, yeah.
And then he was...
Discipline equals better results.
Well, you think blinding someone, yeah, well, at least you'll be good at Braille, won't you?
Yeah.
He was trying to get the sound and he just went... on the mic, it just smacked the mic.
Because if you get rid of Miss Love's one eye, then he could be the one-eyed man leading the blind. At this point, he's just a standard man.
Standard, hey.
Yeah, no, we're all about improving Miss Love's self-esteem by any means necessary. So we'll be doing that by giving him a crash course in what people thought was true in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And Miss Love, if you don't believe exactly the same things as these things that have been proven to be not true for at least 200 years, you're getting a smack.
Let's be honest. If there's anyone in this room that still believes in 1800s methods, it's me.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
Oddly, you just wanted to be hit. But it also,
yeah, time to put your money where your mouth is.
It makes you a better, it brings you closer to God and helps you learn lessons.
This guy, I think he's going to enjoy it. It defeats the purpose if he enjoys the caning.
I know.
Is it going to be bare bottom?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to put on...
And it's going to be titled 50 Shades Darker.
We should have used that theme song. I was only using Harry Potter's because I wanted to make the Snape voice while asking the questions.
Right. Do I have to answer correctly?
Mr. Balabradjik. First of all, you get a smack for having an ethnic name.
Oh! Yeah, it is the 1800s. Come on.
Ow, that hurt. That actually does hurt.
Question one on this three-question quiz. What is a tobacco smoke enema and what does it cure?
Okay. I'm going to say shingles.
You clearly haven't been studying for this surprise pop quiz.
Damn it, that really hurts. What was it?
Okay, so a tobacco smoke enema apparently was used for infections in the gut. They thought that basically turning you into a human shisha, like, cured anything that was, like, you know, anything that was ailing you down there. And the picture is just menacing. It looks like this evil George Washington is just piping a hooker sheesh little nozzle up someone's butt. And you know that classic pained look that people have in Renaissance paintings when they're in hell?
Yeah.
And they don't look as tortured as you'd imagine, but it's kind of just like, oh, I've been, like, tortured for 2,000 years. I'm kind of used to the pain, but it still sucks.
Yes. This isn't a moment of suffering. This is a moment of regret.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Balabradjik.
Yes,
you
sir.
You can still
You could still get 2 out of 3 on this one. So the next question is, what is a rabbit test?
A rabbit test. Rabbit test? Okay. I'm going to say a rabbit test is where they put a rabbit on your stomach and then if it walks away, you're queer or something like that.
Surprisingly close.
What?
Nonetheless.
What?
Jesus.
Well, that was a lighter one.
God.
I've got to say, that all credit to you. I gave you a lighter slap for that one, Miss Love.
Okay. What was that close?
Because a rabbit test is, they used to inject urine into a rabbit from a pregnant woman, and if the ovary started to ovulate in the rabbit, apparently you were pregnant. But of course, that makes no fucking sense.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Dude, 1,800 people were kind of screwed up. This is insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think the last one...
Even the most mud-blooded muggle, despite the fact that that's got nothing to do with 1800.
I think the last
I'm guessing animal rights was not a thing back in the day.
The last one should be in my Turkish.
But you might actually get this one.
Wait, yeah, hold
okay,
on.
Tim
you've
has volunteered
first.
To smack him straight on the ass.
Yeah.
And the question is, Miss Love,
oh,
get
God,
the microphone ready. Please. But you might actually get this.
Jesus.
Oh, listen to the sound.
Oh my God! Why do I have to get hit on the ass by the guy from Perth?
All right, what's the question?
Sorry, you have to see
so the
my
question
ass.
Is
you could potentially win this. Like, hold up, at least wait for the question. Why are you showing him your bare ass already?
Just because I know I'm gonna get it wrong.
Okay.
All right. What is the divine right of kings?
To rule all the land holy and true.
I'll give you a second chance on this one.
Ooh, I'm going to pull up my undies. I'm going to pull up my undies.
He's so excited about this.
Yeah. Tim is
undies are coming
really
up. Wants to smack me.
I don't know if Tim is planning
down.
On hitting him again. Or penetrating him.
Yeah,
with
no,
that.
Okay, don't do that.
No. Really think about this.
That was so menacing.
What is it? This week has just been non-stop sexual harassment for me.
Tell them what I did.
Yeah, in Lithgow, we had this party. It was Christmas in July. It was a great party. But then Miss Love had to go in dressed as the pop star from Love Actually that sings that, Christmas is around me. And he walks in, and as soon as he does, 50 extremely horny 50-year-old women just start tearing at him. It was insane. And then they just pull off his leopard jacket, and he's like, ha, yeah, all right, groovy, man. And he got more into it at that point. Then one of them pulled down his pants and started to give him mime fellatio. The only
what
way
what
they could
happened?
Get any more explicit.
When did this
yes.
happen?
This is true.
2 days ago.
Yeah, it was rough.
He's still reeling from it. Look at him, still hard, eh? It was amazing. It was honestly incredible. It was like it couldn't get any more explicit unless you're at like the AVN Awards.
I just
he was essentially that. You know what it's like to be a male porn star now, where they're just like, "Show us your meat."
I just hope the secretary doesn't walk in with my bare ass showing. I just realized your boss is just there. So yeah, I'm going to step back.
And
a
already
few
he's
paces.
Given a talk to Tim about, "Are you working in here?" All right. So the
I'll
question,
do,
just
I'll
one more,
little
one
little
more time, Miss Up. Really think about this because you probably do know this from Year 8 history.
All right.
Divine right of kings.
Yep.
Think about the words in it.
Oh, they're holy. They're gods, right? They're holy, and they're the gateway to the Lord.
Just smack him anyway.
Oh!
That is a perfect. Oh, that is a.
Yeah, you got it correct.
Oh my God.
But like, how boring
right?
would it be if he didn't get
right.
smacked on the ass?
It was the right. That was like right on the pinky, and I think
I
it might
so
be broken.
Sorry,
it's okay.
It. Okay, so Tim missed his
it's
ass
a real man.
And hit his finger.
That is like a real man hit. You know, like these guys have been hitting me like children, and that was a real man. I think it's broken. We'll find out soon enough.
But yeah, let's move on to your theory, Miss Love. I like this. This theory had a...
I'm gonna okay, yeah. I'll try not to focus on the pain.
it's all in your mind.
So you weren't you're not like accurate. You're not accurate I assume you're not good at pool, but you're good at rugby.
It was a closed area. Like I was trying to compensate for the wall.
Yeah,
I understand. I didn't realize how long this is.
I kind of appreciate it, you know. I appreciate the level of
Was it a humbling experience?
It was somewhat humbling. Somewhat humbling.
Do you feel like studying now? This is what I'm asking.
Kind of.
Do we really need Ritalin?
You know what?
We just need Tim with a cane.
I kind of feel like...
Tim Kane.
I feel like that's the best discipline. Yeah, that's all you need. Just a solid caning. Bring it back.
Maybe that's why our generation is screwed up. We never got caned.
That was the whole...
Every generation before us...
We were just talking about this.
This is the whole concept behind Citizen Kane.
I got it right. That's the worst thing. I got it right and I still got the cane.
No, but it was a reward for you instead of a punishment. You don't pretend you didn't like the pain.
He's right.
All right. Let's move on to your theory of 18-year-olds, Miss Love.
God, we're really just jumping into the deep end, aren't we? Where is it?
Well, we had our fun and games.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And now we're going to expand our mind, because at the moment, you're the only one that's had your mind expanded.
By getting fellatio from middle-aged women.
Stop pretending that acid is the way to expand, like, your horizons. Just saying, like, learn shit or else you get smacked. That's it.
Yeah, that or the hot sauce that Miss Love made me try. That's pretty close to acid as
Ooh,
well.
That was good.
Just true. Wanted to put
Blair's
that in.
Mega Death hot sauce
mega
with
death.
Liquid rage. Yeah.
From the hot ones.
You know it's going to have to be hot. It has a picture of a skeleton on it playing a ukulele.
And it's on fire. Like, it's also on fire, so...
Yeah, more or less, Ghost Rider. It's Ghost Rider in flavor form.
That's how it came. Every time he comes up with a dud movie, he needs to inject that hot sauce into his ass. That's just one of his things.
Okay, so we've moved from tobacco enemas to Tabasco enemas. We've come a long way in 200 years.
Look, I've got the white line. You can see where it hit.
Oh, Miss Love does...
No, I actually feel like you need a good whooping every once in a while. I don't regret it now.
Do you
it's
want
just
one
like,
more?
No. But, you know, sometimes it's like having a hangover. Sometimes you need these polar parallels to experience different things. And extreme pain is one of those things.
Is that your suggestion for 18-year-olds as well?
Yeah. Actually, let's tie that in. So 18-year-olds today are essentially wimps. So let's just whack them on the really hard. In fact, let's exclusively get Tim to come over to their houses as soon as they start getting 2 SJW or 2... hate crimes or to feelings politics. Tim comes in and goes, kicks down the front door wearing my camo pants. He goes, whack on the fingers.
Can we take this podcast on the road? I would like to ask 18-year-olds questions and basically, with their permission, smack the shit out of them if they're wrong.
Yes!
Oh, that's where you're getting it wrong, Tim.
Very
you don't
legal.
Ask for their permission because they're just going to come up with like two lines of something completely
just whack
unrelated
him anyway.
To
just
it.
Just whack them anyway.
The ironic part of this is that, like, do you mind if I smack you? And if they say no, that's the incorrect answer and I smack them anyway.
Yes. Come on, if there's one country...
Yeah, what we've learned here is that every answer, right or wrong, results in a beating.
If there's...
Such is life.
If there's one
that
country
the
in the world...
That is learned helplessness. You know where they just keep electrocuting the ground that a dog is on?
Mm. Yeah.
Intermittently, and then after a while it just lies there and accepts it?
Yeah, and that's also...
Yeah, we're just bringing that to human beings now.
That's
our podcast on the road.
That's all. It's
learned
one of
helplessness, the pod.
That is also one of the things that the military trains you for. So I don't know if you remember this, but I showed you a YouTube clip of this Navy general in America, this Marine, who was telling...
It was a 50-minute speech. I cannot stress enough how nice it is to come home to clean sheets.
Yeah, no, not that. But the other aspect was every morning they would line up all of the students and they would just randomly pick one and say that your belt is not buckled properly. Just go into the beach, come outside, roll over in sand. All of the students would just be confused because like they thought that their buckle was fine. But the point of it was not that you got it wrong. The point of it is to realize that sometimes even if you get shit wrong, you're still going to be loaded and filled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I love all those. Yeah, anything that you hear about the military and their methods for breaking down a man.
It's insane.
There is a part of your mind that thinks, I'd love to do that. And then there's 90% of your brain that goes, yeah, but I don't have to, so it's great.
Exactly. You're like, glad those guys are doing it.
Yeah. Now, there's a real man while you're sitting on the watching TV. Mislav, tell us about your theory. You can't remember it, can you?
Yeah, no, that was it. I've just changed my theory. I want Tim to go around and whack
people. Yeah, it is a complete 360. That is not what you said before. You said that 18-year-olds are great. Now you're saying they're the worst human beings on the planet that need to be beaten.
But I changed my mind, goddammit.
What's good about 18-year-olds?
You haven't even met any 18-year-olds in between that. This was on Friday.
Yeah, well, I've watched a lot of documentaries.
About 18-year-olds?
I presume I'm...
I don't think you have.
I presume...
Yesterday, I came in to say hi to him. And it was like Tom Sawyer. He was just like, you know what's really fun, Huckleberry Finn? Washing down the beach towels. Got me to do chores. Yeah. And I'm such an idiot. I was like, yeah, this is better than Wet and Wild.
Yeah. That's right. Using celebrities to clean off spinach.
Hey, you figured it out. That's what celebrities need.
But you were talking about your brother, because I just met Mislav's brother and his friend. And actually, Mislav's friend of a friend of his. Freaky stories. His friend is a massive fan of Mislav. So shout out to him. Good on him for listening to it.
Yeah, good on him, yeah.
In general, we've come to the conclusion, just good on anyone who's under the age of 21. We think they're a much better generation than ours.
Right. Now I remember. Well, essentially, those guys...
in a shocking turn of events, Mislav has now done a 720, yeah. Something that only he and Tony Hawk has ever achieved. Yeah. Two full circles.
This was Mislav's version of House, where he gets an epiphany and he diagnoses all the problems. It's like, oh, wait, yeah, I remember. All right, so now, before you forget, what was it?
There's a certain contingency of young men and women as well that are mad and have this...
Care to elaborate? Oh, you are, sorry.
Yeah.
there was just a big pause in between those.
And they have this sort of perspective of the world that is very unapologetic in terms of perception and how other people perceive you. And it's essentially about... It's a kind of a good state between, what do you call it? Like a meditative sort of philosophical state and crushing tinnies.
In other words, they're easygoing?
Yes, that's it. That's the one. There's some people in the world that are easygoing. What was the next segment?
Thank you so much for your contribution, Mislav. I don't feel bad at all about beating you now.
This is going to dramatically change our youth policy. This theory is going to change the fate of this country.
That'd be great if you became the face of a whole Commonwealth government $300 million splayed advertisement where it's just like, under 18-year-olds, keep it up.
Some are all right, some ain't.
Yeah. Just know that. Ali, we were going to talk about the difference between Trump and Clinton's policy.
In 2017? What?
That's so good. Well, you're still wearing a Back to the Future shirt.
True. Hey, Back to the Future 1, not even 3.
This was something that I was actually interested in, that essentially Trump and Clinton's policies, at least socially, are identical. But because it's Trump, everyone's like, he's mean.
Wait, what do you mean it's socially or identical?
In terms of immigration, in terms of...
Well, Clinton and...
Yeah.
Well, not identical, but I guess...
Pretty similar.
I never remember Clinton talking about building a wall, though.
Yeah.
He did talk about not letting in illegals.
Yeah, but everyone since Reagan's talks about that.
That's true. That's the other thing. It's not just Clinton, man. So,
yeah, but
since Reagan, the general trajectory of immigration policy has been to basically get rid of Mexicans.
Well, then why is Trump being persecuted for it when everyone else has had the same?
Yeah, because he makes it his. So
that's
he puts
I mean,
it out there in his speeches. That's what he is hoping people will like and give him votes for. Whereas Clinton is just trying to put it under the carpet and trying to avoid it.
But not really. There's a lot of speeches being like, damn immigrants, you gotta go back. And it's kind of like the double.
No, it was more refined than that, Miss Love.
No, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. It
actually, I gotta go back.
It actually wasn't. It really wasn't.
I think that
really wasn't. It really wasn't.
More refined than those damn immigrants. They got a. It's barely grammatically correct.
It was a tier down.
I can't. Yeah.
One tier.
Yeah. I remember Hillary saying, and they're all rapists.
And plus, didn't
they come here? Oh, illegals.
But didn't Clinton introduce legislation that was sort of like tough, like very tough limitations on visas and immigration for immigrants compared to even the Republicans?
Republicans before that,
yeah.
Not Republicans after that. So it's actually, it's the general trajectory is that over time, yeah, things are moving towards a spot where America does not need as many immigrants as it needed before. That's just a general policy. So like if you need something, yeah, so Germany needs it, that's why they get immigrants. France, on the other hand, at the moment does not need it, so they get less. So the general trajectory is that every administration that's coming in is becoming a bit more and more tight on immigration. But that's not particularly to do with Hillary or Trump. It's just Trump just made it part of his campaign, and quite explicitly.
If Bernie Sanders is the next president, does that mean that he's going to be a hard ass on Mexicans then? Because the trajectory is that they're just getting tougher and tougher.
Well, the way...
And where do you go from Trump?
No, well, dude, even under Obama, it was pretty... So, the immigration enforcement agencies, every... With like, yeah, over the past 25
years. I was reading an article saying
years.
That he's more efficient at getting rid of immigrants than Trump has been.
Yeah, that's
really?
Because he's just telling his enforcement agencies to go for it. And but and yeah, just to deport them. Whereas Obama would just, you know, he was also saying the same thing. If they're illegals. And
No. Obama was better at it than Trump is. He's been more effective at taking them out.
Because he had like 8 years to go by. Trump just came in. So the data for Obama is like you can see the differences. Whereas Trump is quite
true.
Rhetoric at the moment.
In Trump's defense, the fact that everybody's constantly saying he is so unprepared for this, he's so unprofessional. Man, it's been 100 days, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you like I distinctly remember coming up to Lithgow and you like not knowing how the cash register worked at the cafe 100 days into your job.
Basically,
wait, so that. Do I give you money or do I take money?
Miss Love has many, many questions.
What
it's
is
an economic
cash?
Question more.
Goods and services or just because you like me? Is that... No, it's true. You can't fault him in terms of he's picked it up quicker than I have. There's no doubt there. There's no doubt there.
Yeah, he's picked it up.
None whatsoever.
Have you heard about his latest thing about potentially pardoning himself and his kids?
What? No.
This is interesting.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Apparently, like, because they're still searching on. Because if the Trump campaign benefited financially from the Russians, you could technically put it as colluding, right?
Yeah.
So I think someone within the Trump administration was
his
just told.
His son was talking, right?
Like, don't get me started. Like, I kind of think all of those accusations are ridiculous.
Oh,
but
okay,
I also
okay.
like how ridiculous Trump's response was.
What did
he
say?
He was just saying, well, someone in they're actually the Justice Department is researching if he can pardon himself and his kids.
As in, like, let them...
Yeah, as in just say, like, yeah, I forgive myself.
That's... No, oh, God. That's so him, though. That's so what he would do, isn't it? It's just like, it's a terrible accusation, and I'm going to squash it at the core. Yeah.
And then he's going to
say,
George
Trump
Bush
is.
Did it. Obama did it. Why can't I? Just because you hate me.
Donald Trump is a human Japanese advertisement. He's
for Pokemon.
Really he's like equally epic and equally hilarious. Pardoning yourself.
Wait, giving
dude,
so Obama did that? Obama?
No, he didn't pardon himself, but he pardoned other people.
Oh yeah, he pardoned like
Chelsea Manning
and guys that were like had life in prison for like holding ounce of
every
weed.
Every president pardons, I don't know, like it could go up to like 50 or
who did
70
Bush
people.
Pardon?
Like depends. You could pardon anyone. So someone
Texas,
who's in for a
Bob's
drug offense
Texas
or something.
House.
He actually
Bob's Texas House.
Bob's Steakhouse Manager.
George Bush
pardoned.
Steaks
are so good. I'm gonna let you not work anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that was. And he all, George
that's why
Bush
they're at a massive
deficit. Dick Cheney.
He gave him $1 trillion because of how good he's saying. $1 trillion tip.
This is going to take off.
I tell you, it's the greatest steak I've ever tried in the low desert, Texas.
This is worth 1/11th of America's GDP.
Hey, I did 9/11. I could do whatever I want.
I kept this country safe.
So good.
Now, the closest thing that Bush came to was pardoning his vice president, Dick Cheney's chief of staff, for some bullshit accusation.
Right.
Or whatever. Maybe it was real. But he... So
Dick
presidents
Cheney.
Tend to do that sort of shit.
Okay, but he, yeah.
But like never their own kid.
Yeah, jeez.
But Ali, why did you want to talk about Venezuela today?
I thought that maybe that was like a political thing that we could talk about, because Venezuela is pretty much on fire right now.
Like literally,
is that so?
Literally,
because everybody
on fire.
Always throws this at me every time I ever talk about any policy in Australia. Where okay, why am I getting poked in the side?
I did a bit about the most beautiful women in the world today.
He's talking about the state of Venezuela. He's talking about how hot the chicks are. This is our producer. Go, go, go.
Venezuela came in at 5. Continue.
What are you basing this on? This is also like, is this based on any science, any theory? Did you read any articles about it? Or are you just talking about one chick that you met at a backpacker's hostel?
I pardon myself.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's...
Thanks for bringing that up, Ali. Let's move on to the next subject.
So much information about Venezuela. Guys, calm down.
Yeah. I'm on information overload here. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I can handle it.
You guys must be
Venezuela
exhausted.
Today.
You probably feel that you're half South American already. I just know too much about this place. Am I there already?
Well, what happened?
Okay, in a nutshell, Venezuela has a lot of oil, and a leftist government came in and said the people own the oil, and we're gonna use the proceeds for the oil money to give it to people as like literally handouts. They started doing that, then the oil price crashed. Hugo Chavez, who was the architect of this whole thing, died, and his successor.
What did he die again of?
Cancer.
Oh, but in inverted commas, cancer. It's a damn CIA.
Yeah, yeah, he got whacked by natural causes.
Yeah, that. Well, dude, it's like it's more
cancer of the baton.
Cancer of the baton. Maybe
his,
like
his cells rebelled. His cells were just like
revolution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Viva la revolución.
You can't take my liver.
Yeah, yeah.
We own the oil.
That's it. Forcing his hand in his sleep to inject himself with oil.
Yeah, and that's the way they check if women in Venezuela are pregnant. They inject themselves with oil.
Damn tootin'.
The black gold test.
So what's the point of the story?
Well, the point of the story was a bit more complicated. I feel like...
Wait, but Venezuela sucks ass, right? Now, it's like...
Yeah,
shambles.
Well,
some guy tried to help everyone. Now he's dead by... We're going to call it suspect circumstances, surely.
Dude, he ate too many tacos.
Yeah, that's their food.
Yeah,
tacos.
And then he went to Cuba
isn't
to get his cancer treated.
Isn't that hilarious?
Are you crazy? They don't have cars
iffy.
Over there.
Yeah, he went by donkey.
So is Venezuela's currency just kaput like Argentina's was in the 80s?
Yeah, well, okay, so what happened was that because the oil prices sort of crashed, that was the only way that they were staying afloat. But because they had... Because
what's their second biggest export? Because while you weren't here, we talked about Saudi Arabia last week, and we were just discussing the fact that after oil, Saudi Arabia's second biggest export is dates, followed by...
and carpets.
Dude, I think it's quite similar. I think it might be like... I'm not sure what it is, but I think it might be either petroleum products like garments, but I don't think they have the industry for that. I think that's something that you could research. I don't know. Whatever it is.
40-gallon drums.
Yeah.
For
so,
the oil.
So, but that's for the oil itself, so I guess technically it's drums.
Dude, their next export is energy derived from hip shaking. Just they hook. Yeah.
That's what powers our dams now.
Yeah, they hook. So they hook up a belly dancer to a dam. She says, "Miss, yeah."
She dies. It's renewable. There's too
amazing.
Many belly dancers out there.
Venezuela, the cause and solution to Britney Spears' "Keep on Dancing to the World Ends." David, creating climate change, but also partying down.
Yes. The ultimate. Well, combination.
So now, just to give you an idea, so the now in Venezuela, you can't get toilet paper. Like, I'm not, that's not supposed to be a joke.
Wait.
Like, literally.
Can what I? About the president? Surely the president can wipe his ass with, like, one ply.
Yeah,
least.
He wipes his ass with, like, his chief of staff. Now he just gets his hand. He's like, rub this, baby.
Wait, can I summate
this?
So true.
Power always overrides cash.
Can I summate this to the typical libertarian and say, it's all communism's fault?
In a way, that actually is true.
Like, damn,
as a leftist, I will admit that, because what they, because yeah, because they
thank
sort of
you.
They sort of, but that doesn't mean that the right's right. It's
no,
just like,
no,
you know,
no.
Whoever's in power,
they're just way
up.
More right.
What do you
not
reckon?
True.
If the, because their version of the right wing government there is basically a puppet CIA government.
Yeah, well, it used to be. So there's a documentary that Miss Love, I would highly recommend you check out, including our audience, called Revolution Will Not Be Televised. It's basically...
That's such a System of a Down song. But yeah.
So it's basically Hugo Chavez. I think this was in 2002, 2003, around that. Hugo Chavez was in power. The people of Venezuela, which means the poor people, which are in the mass majority, were with him.
Yep.
But CIA orchestrated a coup to get him out. To basically get him out of power with the help of the military and the elites within Cuba, within Venezuela, and the media. They basically got him. They got him out. They orchestrated a coup. They put him in imprisonment. But the most epic thing happened. The people of Venezuela came out, literally took him out of imprisonment, put him back on the president's chair, and said, this is your spot.
Oh,
like, literally,
God.
Out of the blue. Well, that's actually kind of the problem that Venezuela faces now. So that gave them a huge power trip. And now, even though the country is in shambles, they just don't want the current order to change. These people are just general poor people with guns. They're also known as the Chavistas. And they're keeping the...
What a sick name!
Yeah, they're keeping the current president, Maduro, in power. Basically just saying, we know the country has gone to shit, but we kind of like the way it is. Because I know you're suffering, but it kind of helps us with the payouts and shit. And you know what? I'm not that... Like, they're saying that we're not that big fans of toilet paper anyways.
Oh! The way... What an enlightened people.
In a nutshell, so basically, Venezuela, they're saying, is at a verge of civil war, but basically, they're the Chavistas with guns are saying, yeah, we're just going to keep Maduro in power, and the elites are just saying, yeah, but our country is literally descending into chaos, and the Chavistas are like, you know what? So be it.
Wow. Who do you support, though? The Chavistas or the elites? Who do you reckon would be better to be in power at the moment?
Well, at heart, I support the Chavistas because obviously they're the poor folks in this equation. But in this current scenario, I think someone needs to have a talk with the Chavistas and just say, hey, man, like, I don't think this is sustainable. Shit's kind of going crazy.
Yeah, poor
we need
is
to
cool,
work
but...
around this, maybe come up with some sort of resolution. But having said
God,
that...
God, it's an entire nation of Newtown, isn't it? Thinking yes. Being poor's mad.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they're not saying being poor is mad. They're saying that even if we change, yeah, sure, you guys might get rich. You're going to get oil revenues. But what about us? We were shit before as well, and we're going to stay shit. At least at this way, we get like a few handouts every now and then, which keeps us happy.
Oh, so really, their position in society hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
It's just the elites are poorer now.
Yeah, exactly. The elites are suffering, which means because the elites make the most amount of money, so the economy is suffering because of it. But the poor people, or the Chavistas in other ways, they're saying, hey, we've got the political power. They like the fact that they can dictate what happens in their country, something that you should probably sympathize with, Miss Love. They're basically the poor people of the country saying, you know what, even if it's going to shits, we get to call the shots.
I'm no fan of American intervention and overthrowing governments and instigating puppet regimes. But dude, even if they had their way and an American ever intervened, like, I reckon, like, one of the presidents would have, like, made out with one of the vice president's wives, and they'd be in exactly the same scenario now.
Oh, dude, not even close. This is quite different. This is literally two power groups within Venezuela fighting each other, almost leading to a civil war.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I sympathize, but,
No, but like, you know, I'm not saying that what they're doing is right, but what I am saying is that you should sympathize with the idea that the people get to call the shots.
Oh, I do, except I feel like I sympathize with that idea, but I don't sympathize with the idea of, like, you know, let's say, like, one of the rebels. It's like the thing in North Korea where a general fell asleep. It was like, hang him.
And by the way, sorry.
Yeah.
Maduro is identical to Trump. in his situation. Really? Whereas he has the base that supports him, the institutions, the media, and the elite hate him and want to get rid of him.
I mean, I definitely can...
parallels to this.
Yeah, story. I definitely do. I mean, the rebel is always a good thing, to rebel and to go up against the man. And of course, going up against the elites is always a good idea, 100%. But
going up against the elites is always a good idea, 100%. Yeah.
But
I like that statement.
Yeah, but
it's so explosive.
But no, it's true. It's true. It's true. But I guess I'm just more interested in the gray area and the nuts and bolts and kind of.
Then why do you fucking support Trump all the time? What about the gray areas over there? How come, like, I don't understand why he's being paid out for immigration. Like, he's the best at it. He picked it up before me. It's like, it's been 100 days and he's been the best.
No, there's definitely issues that I don't agree with. The budget. You know, his gross overspenditure for the military, et cetera, et cetera. But I just don't like the automatic romanticism of a Latin guy with a red scarf over his fucking nose and an AK being like, revolution. It's like...
I just hate lefties. That's what's your problem. Like, I would hate right-wingers as well, but I'm kind of like giving them the credit that they deserve.
I don't hate those guys. I'm just saying...
Yes, you do. You hate the sight of those. And I don't blame you. You're from Croatia with an Eastern European upbringing, and you've been taught since you were a kid that communism leads to all evils.
Well, it's kind of somewhat true. But I think...
the whole world is set up like that.
Tim?
I'm just trying to think, like, you talk about Venezuela, right? Like, let's be fair and give everyone the same amount of money. And then somehow their economy just sinks. Like,
but again, that's not because... That's not world. The reason why their economy sank.
Ali's right? Blood's going to boil. Be careful.
No, it was just like, dude, it literally depends on economic management. So right-wingers could pull up some equally horrendous shit.
So who manages the economy, though?
I mean, there are a lot of
whoever's
factors.
Whoever's in power at
does it just happen and we monitor it, or do people influence it?
No, people influence it, man. It just doesn't happen on its own.
What I'm talking about is, like, they've gone, we're going to burst out and we're going to be free and, like, give everyone lots of money and we're all going to be cool. And then all of a sudden... They're not really doing that well now.
Well, yeah, because again, they have the same problem that I feel Mislove has, which is that they hate rightists all the time. They just look at a right-wing government and they say they're everything that we stand against. And similarly, the right-wing looks at them and say they stand for everything that we're against. And it just, like, it literally boils down to someone thinking rationally, all right, let's look at both arguments, see what we can work out with.
And let's dance the dance.
Yeah.
I think socially, like with the sort of cultural stuff, Trump's on point. So good. He's like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Anki baby. But economically, I think Jordan's right when he says Scandinavia and all that. It's like cuddly capitalism, you know? It's not crony capitalism. It's capitalism. Well, it's capitalism, but you have universal healthcare, you have some universal public school, and, like, you're not completely dictated by the dollar sign. But the social stuff, Trump's on point, baby.
I love how, like, often most people would say, you know what? I don't like Trump socially, but economically, I like his tax bracket system. But Mislove's the opposite. He's like, I like the racism. Yeah. I like the homophobia. I like all of that.
Homophobia.
Man, I'm just saying it. Like, as a joke.
Yeah.
Exaggerating. Yeah. But, like,
yeah.
But the economics, goddamn, I hate that.
Do you agree?
I just want a left-wing... Like, so basically, you want a left-wing government with, like, right-wing social policies.
Yes.
So you want Hugo Chavez. You clearly want... You want the Venezuelan government. That's what it is.
What?
Man.
I don't think the Venezuelan government is for... Oh, actually, shit, maybe
you're
they're
right. Economically super left-wing, and they're socially... Yeah, they might not want to agree with it, but they're kind of right-wing. Like, they would hate gay people. They would hate...
I don't hate
shit.
But Trump...
No, I'm not saying that you hate gay people. I'm just saying that... The
majority they've got no sympathy for that.
Yeah,
they've
they
got
have
no
sympathy.
For it.
But they're extremely passionate about left-wing economics.
I think they're both the extreme examples there. I would say that they're a little bit too right-wing socially and a little bit too left-wing economically. But I see your point. It's an interesting point. But I mean, you know, I'm not going to be brandishing an AK. But it's an interesting point.
It's just another circle for you, though, isn't it? Because, like, a couple of podcasts ago, you were advocating nay, campaigning for the Australian flag to have an AK on it. And now you say you're against them holding them?
Which one do you reckon you'd
love it, Miss.
There's a loophole you're missing.
Okay, you're in camo pants at the moment, right?
There's a loophole you're missing.
You're already a chavista, come on.
You are a chavista.
Yeah, but I mean,
dude, you sort of know the lyrics to Despacito, you're there.
But I also
like the free market and you know, the opportunity to be a libertarian if you so choose, as opposed to.
But what do you like more, that or camo pants and an AK?
I mean, they're close. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Hey, man. We've really divided Miss Love, like, right down the
you
middle.
You really have.
His soul is split now.
Yeah, it is like that, because with so many different politicians, I just pick and choose. I like certain things and I don't like certain things, you know what I mean? And it's hard. There's no candidate that just wins me over, like a sports team. You know?
I'd really like you to do some research on Chavez over the week.
Maybe
so.
I will.
You won't.
No. I might actually watch that documentary and see.
You'd like that, man. And actually, it's an exceptional documentary because it shows the power of people.
Because the thing is, the economics is the side where I'm like, you know, as Jordan put it, cuddly capitalism seems like the way to go, at least in that direction. But then when it comes to social issues, every time you get conservatives breaking down taboos that are considered as like Bible, it just makes complete sense. They just destroyed these straw man arguments. And I'm like, I don't know which side I'm on. It's strange. Mm. Because it's funny, because these days if you're considered left wing, it's like, cool. Touch my weird fusion vagina and balls. Like, what? It's like, you are transgenderist. You didn't touch them. Why didn't you touch them? You are transgenderist. Like, so I have to fondle you.
The grossest image, isn't it? Kind of like Alien coming out of the stomach. These two testicles sliding out.
Dude.
Looking around out of that vagina and sliding back.
Come on, that's left wing these days.
Dude, like, it's very hard not to sympathize
the alien
with genitals, that.
Yes.
No,
I agree with you, too. So, like, I agree with the spirit. Not necessarily the exact words, but the spirit of what you're saying.
It's this weird fusion, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's strange. Maybe we should start a political party that's called, like, the centrists, and anyone that starts to get radical in any sense is just like, we're kicking you out.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna be kicked out on day one.
you're not allowed in. You're not allowed in. I think Tim's allowed in. Jordan's probably allowed in. And we can find people that are essentially Obamas that are a little less wimpy.
That's more or less Malcolm Turnbull. You know, when he was in university in the 70s, think about that. Like, the most radical place in Australia, in the most radical era of Australian history. And that guy set up a party that was the centrist party, because he thought the two major centrist parties weren't centrist enough. But in a way, he was the most radical man for his time.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. So what changed? What
so happened? Basic.
Okay, so he went out and he made this 20-minute presentation to, like, I think, like, 20, 30 university students. This is my proposal for a centrist
party. Keep it chill.
Keep
it chill, yeah.
And then he said his speech.
Yeah.
There was, like, a 10-second pause.
Mm.
And then someone stands up and says, motion to disband this party and ban it being ever mentioned again. And as soon as he said that, another person said second. And everyone walked out.
Oh, yeah, what? Because, like, he's trying to explain to, like, 19-year-old kids that you need to be boring. That's essentially... Dude,
boring is good politics.
No, but, dude, 19-year-old kids don't want good politics. They want exciting politics.
You know what? Let's start it. Let's bring back... I'm going to research Turnbull's early uni party. I'm going to bring it back. Boring brings stability. Politics is a boring game. It's crunching numbers and it's keeping things going.
And please, dude, again, keep your election campaign as jobs and growth. It's going to do you well.
No, no. It's not going to be jobs and growth. It's
reasonable planning, sensible tomorrow.
There you go. Nailed it. Reasonable planning, sensible tomorrow.
Or... sometimes we need to reconsider. Just that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we may.
The centrist party. More committees.
Or we can just call it, we can just have a bit of a, like, metaphor and just be like, margarita pizza, it's good for a reason. It's plain.
Yeah.
It does the job.
Yeah, that's Cedrus as it gets. Nobody complained. That should be the emblem of the party.
A pizza.
Sure. No
a margarita pizza.
A margarita
exactly.
pizza.
And also, we're pro-drugs because... Fucking of course, there's no reason to be...
No, now you're going too extreme.
No, exactly.
We're pro drugs, because obviously...
Okay, fine, we're pro weed.
I don't think you understand what centrist is. Centrist is... It's like a really effective conservatism. It's basically just saying... You know how conservatism is like, yeah, society naturally changes by itself, you don't need to do shit, just let it do its course.
Okay, we're that, but pro-drugs.
Centrism is more just like, no, let's like taxidermize society.
Yeah, so in terms of like okay, drugs, a centrist position would be, okay, let's not get crazy, let's not legalize everything, but let's try to reduce the sentences that people that smoke joints get.
Fine.
No, but why
that's Obama.
Sentences?
That's more or less what Obama did when he was just going, maybe life in jail for holding a stick of weed is a bit too much.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. That's very reasonable.
In my opinion...
And John McCain saying, excuse me? It's a gateway drug.
But in my opinion...
You have to set an example.
You get cancer if you smoke that weed. I have cancer.
But in common,
if he had smoked weed, he would not get cancer.
Dude, that's such a dumb theory, honestly.
But come on, can you disprove it?
Raise cancer.
Obama smoked weed, does not have cancer. John McCain didn't smoke weed, has cancer.
Dude, this is so, what has happened to you since you've gone back to university, Arlo? Like, he believes that cancer, like, is cured by weed. His Venezuela's mad.
Yeah, one week.
He's Back to the Future show.
1 week.
He walked in. Yeah, and it's just, honestly, like, a university student's fashion has not changed since the 50s. It's still a suede jacket with a movie white shirt underneath it. That's it.
I'm actually going to back Ali with that comment. Fact that because Obama smoked weed, he's not hasn't got
of cancer. Course, but you're from Perth, so it's the same thing.
No. But only, like, I'll give you the reason why, right? Like, because the propaganda commercials that they used to have in America against marijuana, this is like fighting fire with fire, right? Like,
yeah,
they had a commercial where if you smoked weed, you would somehow have a handgun next to a telephone, which you wouldn't realize which was which, and shoot yourself in the fucking head.
It's true.
Yeah, and McCain starred in that advertisement.
It could happen, Tim. It could happen, Tim.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
Therefore, Ali's comment, I think we're fighting fire with fire.
Okay, you can shit on this theory you give me an example of one guy, one person... Who smokes weed and also has cancer?
Bob Marley.
He didn't have cancer.
Yeah, he died of cancer.
Yeah, but he also smoked a... Wait, did you just disprove me all of a I feel shit now. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to do research on this one, so I'm sure there's a loophole.
He got foot cancer, he got foot cancer, and they're like, okay, it's a small operation. It's not even going to be an issue. You'll be back on your feet in a week. He's like, no, man. Zion and whatever the hell that lion god's name is will take care of it. Died a month later.
Yeah, but that's not weed.
He sucks.
Unless that really. Is unless that lion god is a bag of weed, well, it doesn't prove anything.
Well, I feel... No, it doesn't. It doesn't, but I mean, like, he smoked a lot of weed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so hard to, like, say, no, he didn't, because, like, he is the poster boy for weed. So, like, no, he didn't.
So there
like,
goes
it's just,
that argument.
It's just a propaganda.
He had a sore foot.
But guys, we're getting deterred here. We're getting off a tangent.
Yeah, the point is...
Smoking... Okay, my drug... Okay, legalizing or at least not having weed as an intensely criminal class A drug is a centrist position. So don't give me this crap about keeping it going. Mm. It's going to be a margarita pizza. We're going to essentially... Okay, we won't legalize it, but it's going to be like it is in California and Colorado because it works. Heroin and ice, they shouldn't be legal anyway. I mean, maybe heroin, but it's a great... We can deal with that later.
And also, how labor is this when you're talking about legalizing it and then saying like, yeah, we'll legalize heroin, but not ice. Well, I don't know. It's pretty elitist if you think about it.
Anyway, it's going to be a great... It's going to be Malcolm Turnbull's party in the '70s, and it's going to be great. And I'm going to actually do this.
But you do realize he is the prime minister. Like, it's the same dude that is currently in power,
dude.
Like,
it's
if
not...
you want to do what he did before, maybe just like open the TV and he's right there.
No
doing
way.
It.
Wait, so you're saying his party then is this exactly the same politics as the Liberal Party now?
No. But he
exactly.
No,
so that's
he
not true.
Is himself.
His natural instinct is to do nothing.
Yeah.
That is essentially what he wants to do, but he's pushed by his government to do things that he doesn't want to.
Well, then
no, it's not to do nothing, it's to make money.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, I think that's what he...
He's done his dash. Do you honestly think that that's what's motivating him?
No, not right now, but I do feel that he is probably one of those guys that is money motivated them.
Dude, giving money...
for sure.
Dude, giving money to private schools is not centrist.
Yeah.
Again, very...
What's that?
So, Turnbull should be making our economy great, like on paper.
Riff with me here. Yeah.
But communism works on paper. So, like, we can't really say that
it's
as
true.
A guarantee.
It's on paper. It's called the Communist Manifesto.
I just
want
to go back to
work.
The margarita pizza. Like, because all I can picture is, like, a fence with a margarita pizza sitting on the middle of the fence. Like,
it's going to be great. So like, it's going to be a great party.
We can't say yes or no.
All right, I say.
We're kind of here for a reason, but we don't really know why.
It's like a Spanish Humpty Dumpty, isn't it? Margarita. Yeah. Who will never have a great fall.
Yeah, okay, start a Facebook thing. Just start a Facebook
I'll start
page.
A Facebook thing
and just be like, let's be basic again.
Let's be centrist and like not go too hectic in any regards. Oh, let's just sense.
Inspirational.
It's just so weird looking at you because you're such a contrast to that theory.
No, I'm not.
Like, you're so radical. When was the last time you got a haircut?
Or shaved.
This is honestly Malcolm Turnbull. If you look at him all throughout his life, it's just the same. He's just got that same Lego Man haircut from like 12 to now.
But that's good.
All that's changed is the amount of wrinkles on his face.
But
that's it.
But that's not good politics, you don't think? To have that sort of middle to not essentially.
I don't think it is.
Not these days. Not these
days. I don't think is a good thing.
Maybe okay. Maybe generally speaking, yes. But definitely, it's these times are not for the centrist. I can assure. Because
okay.
Look at Malcolm Turnbull. He is a centrist, and like within his party, Tony Abbott
but
is
he's
just
not-
like literally.
Man, he would have been. He would have killed it if this was the 80s.
Yeah,
who?
Malcolm Turnbull.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah.
He would have had like a 12-year reign for
yeah.
sure.
Easily.
Would you call Bill? What's his fucking whatever? What's his face?
Shorten
a somewhat of a centrist.
Your average informed Australian voter.
Yeah. Would you call that guy?
Who is the second most important person in this country?
Would you call?
Bill Cosby?
Prime Minister?
Would you call
Barnaby
him...
Joyce? No, not that guy.
Would you call him a centrist?
Bill Shorten?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course. Like
he
both
is a
major
centrist,
parties.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Our parliamentary system is it's so skewed to
I
having centrists.
I'm essentially a Labour supporter. But if the union leader in one of his speeches gets a bit too confident, I'm like, simmer down, mate.
Why? Because you're
you
a factory
you
owner.
You know what you are? Yeah. No.
This
he is your
man.
Classic. This is the guy that screw all these like really expensive focus groups, right? Labour should just be asking this guy what he reckons.
Yeah. Wait.
Don't you think that's it? They should just pay him, and he wouldn't have to take much either. Like it's very happy when you give him Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Krispy Kremes, and I'll bend over backwards.
I'll vote for you if you give me Krispy Kreme.
Wait, what are you saying? Are you saying I should
I'm saying
advise?
You're the perfect focus group man of Australia.
Yeah, why
should you be targeting all their messaging to you?
Damn straight.
Like I don't understand why you hate unions. Like,
I don't hate unions.
I would understand if you were like a factory owner, just being like, you know what. Screw damn unions.
I don't hate unions.
No, but like you just said that if I see someone talking about the unions, I'm going to be like, settle down, mate.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said exactly that.
No, I didn't.
Someone piped up too much.
Too much. Just
no, but
too
like,
much.
Isn't that too much mean like he's looking after you too much?
No. As in... he's overstating. Yeah, he gets it. Goddamn left.
So you don't like the chant master at Work Choices that was saying that like Johnny Howard is his name. He's an asshole, not a man.
Yeah, I don't.
Very
like,
unnecessary asshole.
I don't like. I don't exactly. I don't.
He is technically a man.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
He's not
I don't,
the asshole we needed. Everyone needs
like,
one.
Unions are good, but I don't like the people that think that they're the backbone of the country. They're not
what,
that
workers?
Important.
No, workers aren't that important.
Wait, who is the backbone then?
No.
Who is the backbone? Small business owners.
Yeah,
there we go. There comes the rub into Miss Love's politics. Is it? Who do you think is the backbone? Small business owners or workers?
Of course it's the workers, but I'm saying that like a company, a union can become corrupt like a company. So I wouldn't let a company...
Yeah, but man, the stats on it are so low. Like, it's basically...
Exactly. Let's keep them low, damn it.
But like, out of every organization on the planet, I mean, in Australia, unions have been proven because they were just dragged through that bullshit Royal Commission by the Liberal Party, right? Proven to have, like, lower corruption in them than fucking footy clubs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really low down there. Like, police are more
corrupt. Oh, look at
than
these lefties
like,
after my footy again.
Hospitals are.
I'm
you
not,
know what I'm saying?
Like I said, you're looking too much into it. I didn't say I'm anti-union. I said when the guy is chanting and thinks that government... that corporate greed is universal and union ethics are untouchable, that's when I get... That's where I'm like, pipe down. All but right. I'm not anti-union.
Really?
Yes. All right,
so he's just arguing for
I've
some balance.
I've never noticed that before because...
That's
you,
it.
You've basically described me.
No.
That's my whole job.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, man, I firmly believe exactly what you said is not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not that... Don't you notice every time you go to one of your union things, I'm a bit like... Not that happy about that, but I'll let you...
That's right, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, that's me, that's me.
Friendship supersedes principles in this case.
No, that's what I mean. It's like everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm like, that's basically it, you know?
All right, let's move on to, because I think this is just a nice way to finish these. We're just going to go through all of the mental disorders. So come up with someone in... This is your homework, guys. Anybody mm-hmm. else doing this? You read it at home. You mm-hmm. could do this online now, but just keep listening to this, which is also online.
Don't change the channel.
This is probably just the worst audiobook ever, essentially, which is we're reading to you a quiz, all right? We're going to be reading you a quiz forever until we get heaps of hatred. And I'm talking 99% of the audience is saying, we will not listen to another podcast about this.
Seems like a good theory.
It's 98%. We're just going to say that we're like, well, then this podcast isn't for you. We'll find more people.
Seems like a good method to me.
Yeah. So the question is, let's just go through this really quickly. Are you a sociopath? Let's just find out.
It's a quiz. It's one of those quizzes. Okay, let's do it. Is it one each, or how are we going to do it?
We'll go around in a circle.
Okay, let's do it.
So the first one. Are you superficially charming and intelligent?
Who's
yes,
answering?
I am, for sure.
Okay.
I am superficially charming and intelligent. But that's a
maybe
that's
not
it.
Charming.
Superficial.
Wait, you guys judge.
No. Ali's definitely not superficially charming or intelligent.
How about me?
No.
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Tim, what do you reckon about yourself? Superficially charming and intelligent?
Sadly, yes.
Shit, there we go. It's the first one.
Wait, all I reckon right. I... Wait, I can be charming.
Oh, yeah. I can almost see Ivan Milat in Tim now.
Whatever. I'll let Jordan judge.
Question two. Do you have delusions or other signs of irrational thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone
yeah,
does.
Yeah, everyone yes, does.
Definitely. Every day.
Damn quacks.
God. We're here, aren't we?
Are you overly nervous or anxious?
When? Now?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, are you nervous right now? Has your boss talked to you about, like, how much time we're taking up in the studio?
No.
It's not.
I'd probably say no. Yeah. I'd say no, I'm not...
I am, but I...
Do you reckon you are?
Yeah, I am, but I can hide it quite well.
Good on you, Ali. That does not suggest sociopathic tendencies at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like petrified and someone would come, God, you were so confident.
Do you regularly tell lies or say insecure things? No. Yeah, I don't think I do either.
I don't think I've ever told a lie.
Not say, maybe think.
Yeah, true. I suppose everyone thinks of like insecure things, I guess.
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel remorse or shame? Massively.
All the time.
What is the definition of remorse?
Regret.
Okay, yeah, probably, yeah. Not much, though, but a little.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Yeah, you do live life too.
Yeah,
fullest.
No, Miss Love, I'm not saying that you're a sociopath, but that's something that you don't actually have.
Yeah.
Which is mad, which yeah. actually makes you, yeah, which is insane. Like, it's a really good thing.
I probably don't have much. Like, my only regret is like, damn, I wish I passed that chick in high school. That's about it.
Yeah, that still haunts me to this day.
Yeah.
And what was really weird as well is the girl in high school that Miss Love had a crush on me, and the girl that had a crush on Miss Love, I had a crush on.
Universes, hell!
What was that about?
Stupid universe.
I know.
God.
Damn, that's a plot for a movie.
It is.
More of an Usher song.
Just as good.
H, why is your comedian?
Is your behavior antisocial for no good reason?
Anti?
I'm pretty antisocial. Think about this. I live in a hut with a dog.
No,
in
you
the
are,
country.
You are antisocial.
And I love it.
No, you are, but it says with people. With people, you're not. Like, you can pretend to be very social, even though inside you are just saying, oh, can I get out of here, please?
See, it's a gray area. I'm pretty social. I mean, last night I did just go to bed
Dude,
without
you are
having
the
a glass of wine.
Definition of social.
Okay.
Yeah, and so is Ali, and so is Tim. Well, you don't think you are. Well, it's because, again, you've just got a job like mine where you're sitting behind a desk all day. This is the gross thing about media, right? Like, it looks really glitzy and glammy.
Yeah, it's just a loner job.
Dude, you're essentially the fucking wizard in The Wizard of Oz. That is your life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Undeniable.
All right, so there's probably more disorders that I have. Which we'll have to go through. But
yeah, Tim's like, hey, I speak to the receptionist every now and then. What do you mean?
No. Like,
shut up, Bob.
I am very social, but after Saturday, like, say on Sunday, yeah. Makes sense, right? I take the day off. I don't communicate with anyone. So, like, I don't have my Facebook on. I don't have my phone on at all. And I just watch TV. Don't say a word. Cook food. Stay in my apartment. So I'm just like an introvert for the one day.
Yeah.
Nah, that's called living the life, mate.
Yeah, it kind of is too. Just as you were saying that, I was just like, damn, that's sick.
Yeah,
like,
that's sick.
There's nothing wrong with that. But but media does tailor you towards like, okay, a quiet room alone. Can I call my mom? No! You know, does have that sort of vibe.
No, because dude, you know what it is? Media forces you to come up with complex thoughts, and that can only happen in isolation.
That's true.
So, like, you can't be hanging out with someone who's like, hey, you know what?
Yeah, let's smoke.
I was just thinking of this insane idea that I'm going to do now. Well, I thought you were having a conversation with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to be alone.
Yeah.
All right, question 8. Do you have poor judgment and fail to learn from experience?
That's a really good question.
It is not in your case, Miss Love.
All right,
it's
yes.
Very good question, because I know the answer straight off my bat.
Yeah, you're right. I'll do something wrong, then do it wrong 10 more times.
Miss Love is Einstein's definition of insane.
Yes.
I keep doing it, expecting a different result.
E equals MC squared if E is a blonde Croatian kid.
Are you pathologically egocentric and incapable of love?
Hell no. Ah, fingers all around me, then go let it show. I fucking stripped to 40-year-old women.
Yeah,
hell
I think
no.
Miss Love's only capable of love.
Yeah.
It's pretty pathologically egocentric though, isn't it?
Is it?
Just being a stripper.
Oh, yeah. Love me, kiss my tits. What about you guys?
And leopard skin as well. God damn. Tragic. I reckon...
Tragic.
Pathologically egocentric. Yeah, obviously. Jesus Christ. Like, I'm a YouTuber.
That's
the word in is you.
Yeah, yeah. That's a job requirement.
incapable of love. Man, don't you reckon this is a sign of insane people? I like animals.
No, you think?
I really love animals.
Nah, you are capable of love. You're just very selective.
Yeah, true.
I think, yeah, you're capable of love. Yeah, as long as it's, you know, big bush bitches.
What?
Oh, you're referencing something I said in year 10.
Yeah.
when I went through this brief stint of thinking that porn that was based around like cave women, which is like really Neolithic, was mad. That was my thing for a while. Just like you being to nurses or cops or something for a while.
And even even when we're on our deathbeds and like we're having our last breath, I'm going to look over at Jordan's face and that's still all I'm going to see.
All right. Do you lack insight? No,
none of us do. Hey, we have a podcast. Yeah. That is the definition of I have insights. They might be good or bad, but they're there.
Do you often have to fake your actions and responses to others?
Yeah, all the time.
I never do
highly
that.
Highly guilty of
you
that.
You don't at all. That's true.
I can't ever. If someone's annoying me, I just look at them and then walk away.
Nah, dude. Damn. If someone annoys you, you actually make them feel comfortable. Nah, this is like this. You. This question does not concern you. You're a completely opposite of what this.
Why would you fake an emotion?
Dude, because like we're not good at real ones. The real ones suck ass. The real ones is like, I hate you, I want you to leave.
They don't suck ass. That's like what makes the world go around. Embrace that. Punch someone in the head.
Nah, dude, like you can say that. Because you, even if you had to say it, you just say it in a very non-threatening way. We just have to be like, oh yeah, let's hang out tomorrow for sure. And yeah, not pick up their phone.
When was the last person? Who was the last person you hated?
Ooh, there was someone. Fuck, there was one person. I can't remember who it was.
There you go, point in case. Like, I can tell you 15 from yesterday.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, when I'm just, like, waiting in the Coles line.
Yeah.
For just nothing. Just their nose is too crooked. I hate him.
The last person I hated. I can't remember the last person I hated, but I know the last person I hated before that was David Rizzolo from high school. Just because he was, like, a short,
he probably is
neo-Nazi
guy
that loved the Doors. I hated him. But that, yeah, I think I've hated two people ever.
That's an impeccable record.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
More on him, actually, in another podcast, because Dave was an interesting character. And probably, if we went through this, he'd get 13 out of 15. For sure. Does your partying behavior get out of hand? Yeah, well, we learned that from 2 days ago, Miss.
Yeah, that is you. Certainly not me, and definitely not Jordan. I don't know, Tim. Tim, are you a party animal?
Yeah, how hardy do you party?
Party, do you party?
yeah. I'm just going to say yes.
You know, yeah, that's right. The guy that made a fucking water slide in his apartment. Yes, he does party too hard.
Oh, my God. So
okay,
good.
Yeah, okay. So the short answer is yes. The longer answer is
no.
You know when you go out and party and you can't remember anything, but you wake up with a smile on your face, so you know you've had a good time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. So you wake up in a hangover with a smile on your face.
Yeah, with no knowledge of what I've done the night before, but I'm like, I must have had a good time.
Best night.
Okay, this is one thing I don't understand. I wake up after drinking and I literally want to kill myself. Like, I feel I should probably kill myself. I was a stupid person. Why do I have a hangover? Why did I drink?
Interesting, because the next question is, do you make false suicide threats? Anyway. And I don't know. I've never had a false suicide threat in my life. Then again, I'm not a chick that lives in Paddington.
Oh, my God.
So harsh, so true.
So good.
Yeah,
so
and have a
good
boutique that your parents have paid for.
That's a thing.
I only do it if I don't go and break at work soon enough. I'm like, I want a cup of tea. I'll kill myself. That's the only time I do
it. And like people
saying,
I'm starving.
Like every day then. Every day. But they're, so I guess every day, yes.
They're hollow promises. Right?
They're hollow, well, yes. I wouldn't kill myself for a cup of Dilma.
Is your sex life impersonal, trivial, or poorly integrated? Mine's so poorly integrated.
Integrated to what?
The rest of your life.
Oh. I don't have one, so.
Nice.
Non-existent.
That was some raunchy radio, wasn't it?
I got a little bit of action this morning, so I'll say yes.
Was it an HJ or a BJ?
H all the way.
What? They're sorely underrated.
They really are.
Definitely
it's
are.
A power play. Yeah. Yeah. You like that, don't you?
Yeah, and I never understood. Like, you know how sometimes there are women that not necessarily like a guy who's coming on to them, but like him in the sense that I like you, I just don't want to have sex with you. In those situations, why don't they just go for the hand jobs?
Yeah, rub one out. Because
they're lame. Yeah. Those guys.
Hand jobs or the,
The girls.
Yeah.
Kick them to the curb, those ones.
Yeah, I definitely feel that hand jobs are meant for those situations.
Yeah, hand jobs is like, it's fine
it's
to
like
get
a goodbye. It's like a better hug goodbye.
Yeah, it's
for
like,
sure. And it's also something that it's not that gross to get one in an alleyway or a graveyard.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Graveyard.
And when Jordan says that, you know he's done both of those.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Newtown High. We all had some sexual experience in a graveyard.
Not me. Yeah.
Is that a thing in Pakistan?
I only got punched in the face in a graveyard.
Tim. Sorry.
Yeah, that didn't happen to me though, but yeah.
But it's a thing, right?
It is a thing.
So many people have some sexual experience amongst the dead.
It is.
It's just, it's necromancy.
Yeah. Wait, was it with the corpse or with an actual alive human being?
Amongst it, yeah.
Yeah. Those like coin creeper things that go like.
The hand comes out as a scary thing, but Jordan just sticks his dick on it. It's just like, here you go. Is that why the hand
like
came
that?
Out?
You like dead?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thriller wasn't scary to me. It turned me on. Tim, have you ever experienced, or is it a thing in Perth that people have sex amongst the dead?
Oh my God. Personally haven't. But
they don't bury people in Perth. No. They just chuck them off the edge.
I do party quite hard, so I can't remember if I have or not. But I do know quite a few people that have.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, like, again, this is actually no lie. Like, I'm pretty sure I might have, but I can't remember.
Damn.
Oh, what? Wow. Have you woken up in a graveyard then?
No, but, like, dirty and feeling like I've been in there with a chick and then, like, woken up in my dirty bed now. Like, at home. Like,
so your bed had dirt in it.
Have you guys ever woken up with a girl in your bed and you don't...
Yuck, that's so gross, isn't it? It's like the oldest form of lube, mud. Oh.
Have you guys ever woken up with a girl in your bed and you have no idea who they are?
No.
Oh, dude, but that only sounds like a very
poorly integrated sex life.
Yes.
Because I...
have done
I don't think I ever have, actually. But
that's why I'm proud of you.
So who was it? Who was the lucky gal?
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. So I've got a couple of messed up stories. But this one,
Juicy.
I slept with this chick. I can't really remember what we were doing. But
we just turned to Kyle and Jackie O. But yeah, continue.
We were, like, hammered. I was hammered somewhere, picked up this chick, took her home, fucked her, and then woke up and went, who the fuck is this? I need to get her out because I was still living with my parents. Went to the toilet, and like my mum must have heard us like the night before or something because she's nosy. So she's gone down there and offered her toast, like
rice crisp squares.
And hey, so I'm really stuck in that situation where my mum's like, "Oh, I've just met and left it open for me to go. Oh, that's so and so," and I'm like, "I don't know who this is."
Can I just quickly say...
it was a very awkward moment.
Can I just tell you a really quick story? Because it's just so good. I went home with a girl once who was notoriously known in Sydney for when you're having sex with her, she begs you to tell you Seinfeld quotes while you're doing her. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hope she listens to this because she'll know... Obviously, she'll know who she is. It's like what, she like has done the rounds. And
I'll put my head up for that.
Yeah. And anyway, I went home with her once.
Why is
and
that
she
term?
Was like grabbing my like underarm hair, and I was like, "This is really weird." And anyway, I went. One, I had to escape from her room to buy her the pill the next morning, which is brutal. But when I went home with her, mum was like, I went to the bathroom. Her mum was just standing in the kitchen. It's like, ugh! And then she came out. And she's like, "Go away, mom." And then I had to like, I didn't even know this girl's name. I had to fake a conversation with the mum. And she was like really stern, and I found out that she was a cop.
The mum or the girl you had sex with?
The mum.
Yeah, the girl.
She was a cop.
No.
Yeah.
What's that girl? Just out of curiosity, what does she do for a job now?
I have no idea. How the hell do I know?
Dude, don't you reckon she works for Pedestrian? Like obsessed with science.
Nah, recently got fired from Pedestrian.
Yeah, sure. She could go either way. This chick would either be like, pedestrian or like, you know, she invented that thing that everyone plays with, little spinners. She invented that or something. She'd be one or the other.
What? No, those are like two very contrasting things because one of them makes you like a multi-billionaire and the other one is just like a shit job to be in.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling
you. So the contrast was that serious. Yes. Yeah.
So she was insane.
Yeah.
Hey, it could have been worse. What if she told you?
Yeah, I don't know why I was asking that as even a question. Clearly.
Did you not realize?
What if it could be worse?
Hair.
So weird. So
if she asked you to tell her Friends quotations, that would be weirder than Seinfeld.
Yes.
Friends. Oh yeah, that would be weirder.
So it's not too bad.
But don't you think she would have a better sense of humor if she was saying, "Tell me according to Jim quotes"?
What is that?
I can't believe that used to be your favorite show.
It'd be better if she said,
"Tell me, Jim.
Tell me quotes from the King of Queens."
Yeah, one of those. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that would be
real Fox 8 filler. Oh, just. No. Just because we've played The Simpsons 30 times today, we're literally running out of episodes. He's King of Queens.
Dude, that would be so mad. What did Martha say when he ran out of the fire station in Queens? I don't know. Was he upset?
Dude, it's always the same. The wife saying, let's go to a concert, and the guy saying, no, let's just get pizza.
Yeah.
It's like it's the same episode every time.
I love how that always has a reign of 9 seasons when it's just one marital conflict. Like, everybody loves Raymond, which Deborah, let's have checks. No, Ray, your mom's annoying. That was 9 seasons of that.
It's a high concept show. You can explain it in 5 words.
I think it stemmed from Married with Children is the stem of, like, terrible...
No peg.
Filler. Like, no real story to it. It's just like, you've got a husband that hates his job and a wife that fucking annoys him. Like, that's it.
I thought it was Home Improvement. Did you guys ever watch that show?
Did we?
Married with Children's older than Home Improvement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it had a way better gag.
What was it?
God, I mean, okay, so Home Improvement had the wise neighbor next door whose face you never saw. But man, Married with Children just had a toilet upstairs that flushed, and then everyone went,
take me back.
Dude, that has to be great. That's the best gag.
Take me back.
We've got to get out of here, but everybody, right. just accept it. Married with Children is better than Seinfeld. I'll see you later.